Good morning, everyone, on this snowy day, the winter part of the Winter Feast for the Soul, as was pointed out, day six. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Let go of the morning you've already had, shoveling, getting in your car, trying to figure out Zoom. Deciding whether to wear the big boots or the little boots. All the things you needed to do to just arrive in this present moment. And let your mind settle into the body and arrive on your seat. And today we'll be moving on to the next foundational topic, one of my favorites, mindfulness. And we'll be talking about this over the next couple of days, so I probably won't cover the entire topic even in those few days, but I wanted to sort of point in a particular direction. When we think about mindfulness, so many ways to think about it, but one of the ways to think about it, of course, in the most secular way, is just being in the present moment. And I pulled out this, one of my favorite quotes about mindfulness from the founder of Headspace, Andy Puddicombe. So he says that mindfulness is the ability to be present, undistracted, with an open, curious mind and a kind heart. The gentle, warm kind of feeling. And on the other hand, meditation, the formal practice that we're doing here today, is an exercise where we learn to be more mindful, but away from everyday life. It's a bit like going to the gym and going on a treadmill so we can be fit and active and functional in everyday life. So I want to invite you to notice not just developing mindfulness on the cushion or in your seat, but also where do you feel mindful as your day unfolds? Where do you feel present, undistracted, with an open, curious mind and a kind heart? And start to notice where that just happens naturally, because it's a natural quality of our mind. So whether that's talking to your friend, or taking a walk in the snow, or petting your dog, or making soup for you or your friends or family, just noticing those times in your day where you just feel this naturally, where it's spontaneous. And take a pause and notice that that's actually happening. Really lean into what does it feel like for you to feel present with this open, kind, curious mind, because it's your natural mind. Try not to skip over that to the tragedy in your head. So let that natural, open, curious mind be the ground of your practice today. So let us shift to the formal practice, taking our seat, feeling all the ways in which the chair or cushion, floor, supporting the weight of your body, the way the group is supporting your practice. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. And then from that groundedness, feel the length of your back, upright but not rigid, connecting to the natural human dignity and your natural awareness, natural mindfulness, being present. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body and the open heart and joy of our practice together.